Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, baby boy, in the place to be. I'm writing shit that I feel. Raps of black steel in the hour of commotion, the motion of calm. It's like that of an ocean devotion, cause I'm the earth, wind, and fire. A hip hop by Rakim, in short, I've been inspired. My shit knocks and fire. Mets are cast with 17. 10. Time is money. The mind is funny. How it's spent on getting it. I'm sitting with descendants of Abraham who say the jam is money, cash hoes. I went from bashful to asshole to international. Love of self. Word to mother on my last record cover is felt. Now deal with it. Never-ending battle to please niggas, magazine writers, and MCs who request hot shit. I freeze and tell them where I was rose. We always said cold. Hold your horses and your carriages. Never went gold, nigga. Rock shows careless. You not gonna respect self, at least respect the heritage. Affected lives is where the wealth and the merit is. I realize what I portray day to day. I gotta carry this. And beast rhymes and life is where the marriage is. Had dreams of fucking R&B broads that came true. Journalists I wrecked, shared the same view. Picked up a fallen angel on the path that I MC. Familiar voice come to find out the angel was me. Some say you changed it, Rashid. Times are. We still close, I rhyme far away, away, from what you accustomed to hearing every day. You know the dope chopping, gun popping, homies dying, I'm amongst it. Say the war stories from Private Ryan, I
wanna skate into it.
Women cry, children laugh, men dance. I refuse to lose self and trying to win fans over. Weight on my shoulder fluctuates like Oprah's. My refrigerator poetry's magnetic like Ultra. You couldn't hang if you was a poster. Posing like a bitch for exposure. It's rumors of gay MCs, just don't come around me with it. You still rocking hickeys, don't let me find out he did it. Got my eyes on the tiger, eyes on the prize, eyes on the thighs of Mary J. Blige. Imagine how good the cat must be. Stop eating meat, lost weight, but I still rap husky. My first step is like that of a baby's first step, or the old lady who died in the third swept. I flow like cursive writing, inviting you and yours to my openness. Shows allow me to cop range like a vocalist, but man does not live on bread alone. What good is the range when it's time to head home?
Peace, y'all. What's going on? We here again, The Conscious Cove. I'm the Hood Mystic. Today we got a special show. Right now, I'm just trying to get this thing live on Facebook so that people can hear it. But in the meantime, in between time, I just want to prep y'all on what's going on in the show. Today we're going to talk about astrology and natal charts. Most people, you know, they could care less about their astrology and things of that nature. It's really no purpose for them, and they find no value in it. But, you know, I studied it. You know, I feel as though I can help people understand it on a deep level. So that's just what I'm trying to do. And so basically, I'm going to talk to a young lady. Basically, she just gave me her stats. And I looked over her chart a little bit, and I'm just going to talk to her about it on the live. And just basically, everybody can kind of just see what's going and the different vibes, and she can ask different questions. And y'all can just basically see what, you know, an astrology reading is about with me. And then from there, we can open up the calls and see if anybody else want to get their astrology read, and we can just go from there. Just want to make sure my guest is on the line so she can intro herself and we can talk about it. 703.
I'm here. Peace. How are you?
You here? What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much.
Okay. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. Can't complain.
That's good.
How are
That's
you?
Good. Okay, well, tell us, like, just give us a little intro. I mean, anything that you want to let us know before we get into the build. And I'm going to just focus on sharing his feed so we can get people into it.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm really, you know, I want to thank you for your time. And, you know, I'm really just looking forward to being, you know, I'm open to receive. I've had my natal chart read, I think, twice, and usually I have them done on my birthday. So my birthday is in April, so it's early this year, which is much appreciated. And I don't personally know much about my natal chart. I mean, I know my sun, my moon, and my rising, and I've kind of, you know, did a little bit of research here and there on it. I do know that it has helped me in the past when I've had those two other readings, so. I'm definitely just, you know, like I said, open to receive any information that you have to share with me tonight. So,
for sure. So is there any particular questions that's, like, pressing on your mind right now? Anything that you want to kind of, like, talk about before I can just go spouting out on stuff?
No, you just, like I said, I'm open to receive any.
Just a general reading?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, well, however much you're willing or have time to.
I mean, I just, because it's a lot of different places that I can go with this general reading, so I just kind of just wanted to know if there was anything pressing, like is there any love kind of questions going on, or is there any life questions going on or anything like that, or are you just kind of open to whatever?
Well, I'm great with love. Fortunately, but more so like business and any blockages or any areas that you know that you see that may cause any obstacles or blockages that I can, you know, help plan for.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Right, because I noticed that, like, you a second house baby. Your sun is in Aries in the second house. Your Mercury is in Aries in the second house. And your Venus is in Aries in the second house. And so generally second house deals with finances and things of that nature. So if you have financial, even, and also Jupiter is in your second house, but that's in Taurus. And so a lot of things as far as money and things of that nature is something that you may think about. So whether you have a lot of money, whether you don't have a lot of money, money is something that is, like, is on the forefront of your brain. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a reason for that, though. And that's why I kind of like doing astrology, because we kind of crack those codes, because you may be so fixated on a particular idea, right, as far as money is concerned. Like, your ideas around money is isolated. I'm trying to think of a word. Like, you got things that you categorize things, right?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, generally, when you categorize things, it's either good or bad, hot and cold, generally. So, it would be good to kind of create a balance as far as, like, do you budget, or how are you in the realms of discipline?
I didn't hear the last part. You said, how am I what?
In the realms of discipline.
I mean, I'm pretty disciplined. I don't, you know, I'm not one to splurge. My, you know, my bills come first. I'm not a big shopper.
Okay.
So most of my
okay.
money goes to spiritual. Like, when I go in the Botanica, it's like no budget. So
yeah. And that's perfect for you. And that's perfect for you because you have a North Node in Scorpio. And if ever you're not doing spiritual things, you kind of feel off, and you kind of feel centered as well. So it's just more or less of you really tapping into your purpose and things of that nature. Are you doing things like in like regular life, or are you doing things more in the spiritual world?
I mean, right now,
as far as like living.
I think I'm at this point in time, I do more spiritual stuff than physical, honestly. I work from home right now, so I don't, you know, interact with too many people throughout the day. So I would have to say spiritual right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's really the way to go for you, believe it or not. I don't know if, do you have any questions about that? Does that ever bother you? Do you feel as though, like, you may have to, like, get a regular job or something? Or are you, like, because I feel like talking to you and things of that nature, it feels as though, like, some of these things may have been issues for you, but you've been really working on yourself over, like, whatever past amount of time. So you kind of really been working on yourself. So it's like you're really at a point where if you have been working on yourself, you really don't have many questions. Like, that's where you kind of at in life. So, and that's a good place to be, you know. But another thing I might want to ask you is, how are you in the realms of helping individuals?
I do have people that, you know, that I work with. I wouldn't say, it is kind of consistently. It's not as consistently as I would like for it to be. I do know that that's something that I'm supposed to be doing. So, I mean, I do work with people, you know, not every day, a couple of days out of the week, I would say that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, just working and building the soul and really building that selfless nature is going to be something really important for you. And it's just like a lot of good energy from you and things of that nature, like as far as like love and things of that nature. Because I guess it's to a point where it was immature, and now you're kind of getting to a point where you're, like, super mature now. So it's, like, lots of congrats. I mean, and so generally, there isn't really anything that you feel as though you need addressed or anything in your chart that's, like, important to you as far as, like, something that you've been struggling with.
Basically, it's me building my business more so. It's, you know, it things flow and then there's a halt. And so it's been that way for a little over a year now. Like, I have a floodgate, which is awesome. I'm not complaining. But then there's just a halt. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what blockage comes up for me that causes that to happen. Basically, I'm trying to get around it. I know we all need a break, and when it does happen, I just consider it, you know, it's a time for me to take a break, for me to, you know, rejuvenate myself and take that time. But it's more time than I need it to be financially, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you're able to, like, tap into that and, you know, let me know, or if you see anything that...
I see it as a form of, like, being attached to certain ideas. And when you kind of develop in your spirituality, it's kind of a form of letting go at a certain point. So, and especially when you're doing, like, business, it's good to incorporate spirituality in all forms, because it seems as though, like, spirituality and the things that you teach and the things that you know are the things that you're good at. And so incorporating it into things and not categorizing things like we talked about earlier, because you have that rising Aquarius where everything is put in a particular light. And a lot of it too is persona as well. When we have ourselves set up in a particular way, then we can't really accept things that may need to be incorporated so we can really fully grow. It's not as though, like, failing or things that are bad things, like, ultimately is learning lessons. So generally, it's so much good that you have that it's like to be some... It's like you have to direct the energy somewhere, like, because everything has a particular balance. So ultimately, if you can kind of balance out everything, then you won't. It's not necessarily the business is bad or anything to that effect. It's just that it's not the way you want it to be.
Right. Yeah.
But you understand, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's in a bad place. Like you said, it's a particular, growth process that you're going. You get particular windfalls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's something that you can grow off of. That's something that you can learn for. And when it's particular times when you do have down times, you said it yourself. Like, we all do have down times. Like, you know, I experience down times and they get a little scary, but you have the goal and you have the purpose. And really, when we talk about the spirituality, it's really developing a purpose and really working and honing and, like, crystallizing your purpose. So you being so adept at these things, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's a pinnacle that one has reached. It's still a point that we can still grow and still crystallize.
Right.
Our vision is still adjusted and still molded and still make it to where it's like, okay, I'm still building this. I'm still making this great, instead of, oh, it's not what I want it to be. It's bad. But you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
I don't
most
particularly
most
ramble.
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of it is the individuality. Do you feel as though you are individual or are you a part of a collective? You have more strength being a part of a collective, even being a leader. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of it is learning how to incorporate other people into what you already got getting going.
Yeah, that's been an issue for me because I like to be alone, and it can be, you know, to my downfall at times. So I'm, you know, that's something that I have that I need to work on, because I work by myself. I literally don't work with anybody.
Yeah.
So I haven't in the past. There are probably, like, you know, a couple people that I would consider working with. In the past, it did work. She was another Aries too, so, you know, it worked out. My best friend is an Aries as well. Her and I have done business together too. So there are some things in the works that will, you know, I will be working with someone else. But one of the other one is the one that it would be spiritual work. So it's kind of, I don't know. I'll you know, have to figure it out when the time presents itself. But that's something that I have been trying to work on. Working with other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just generally doing one person at a time and really setting it as a goal, you know what I'm saying? Because generally we don't live on an island, we don't live on a vacuum. A part of our spiritual evolution, believe it or not, is reaching out to people, you know, and creating and being the beacon and able to reach out and being able to help people without people, you know, feeling some type of way, but just actually going out there and just doing the work or whatever, whoever is drawn to you and things of that nature or whoever you're drawn to. Oh, I forgot. it just popped in. Honesty. Honesty. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
Like, as far as how you present yourself to people and what you say to people, do you protect those? Do you protect their feelings or protect their feelings? Are you 100% honest with people?
Yeah.
Are you as honest as you think you are?
You know, I feel that I am, but there's some things that I do withhold from people at times because at that moment.
This is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. This is
yeah,
what
you're
talking
right.
About.
You're absolutely right. I feel that I'm honest with myself, but when I'm talking to people sometimes in that moment, I may hold stuff. I may hold on to things. You're right. Sometimes I do that.
Okay.
I don't lie to them. I don't bring it up. You know, I'll just avoid.
Yeah, it's not about lying or telling the truth. It's about being honest. And that's a whole different realm of spiritual development because if it's something that is true to you, then if you're honest about it and it's something that you need to get out, then you owe that person to say, well, you know what, Bree? It ain't really like this. This is what it really is. You understand what I'm saying? It gives them a
right.
point to defend themselves to give you a clear picture of the situation because a lot of times, and I feel like, you know, this is something that I'm learning. Everything that I think isn't right and exact. I'm wrong with sometimes with the shit that I'm thinking. And in my mind, I may thinking that I'm right, but I might be dead ass wrong, but if I keep it in and think that I'm protecting somebody, then I keep that false idea and it grows into something that, you know what I'm saying, you can have beautiful friendships and, you know, or you could be cutting people out of your life that don't necessarily need to be in there because, you know, the truth will set you free. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
oh, well, I've done a whole lot of that, though. Over the last 2 years, I've released a lot of people. Not that
that's
I had a lot of people in my circle anyway, but I mean, the few that I did, there were a few lingering that I had to release. So.
Right, but you know, like we can share an experience. Like we cut people off. Part of the experience is gaining new people. So just like me and you have this conversation, it's just a representation of, you know, just the evolution that we have to go. Like, it was good being in the cocoon, but as we emerge in our butterfly form, you know, things are different. Now people see us differently, and we see the world differently because we're flying. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just part of the evolution, part of the spiritual awakening is just reaching out and reach out and touch somebody.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just have those time periods sometimes. I'm just like super drained. And I know that comes into the whole balance. I need to find balance. Because like I said, when
can
I
speak
when
to that
I work,
real quick?
Uh-huh, sure.
Because a lot of people are generally drained. When we focus on things that particularly drain us and we become filled when we deal with the things that fill us. And we have to actually be strong enough and smart enough to do the things that fill us. And if we do the things that drain us, to be conscious enough to say, okay, I'd have been around umpteen amount of people where I did whatever I've done with this person. I need to have a bath regimen or something that you do spiritually to cleanse your aura and things of that nature. Because being such a high vibration, if you plan to get further, you have to have a spiritual plan of, you know, ridding negative energy because you can't get rid of negative energy on the planet, but you can get rid of negative energy out of your aura. So you will be drained if you don't do things that fill you back up again. A lot of things that help me is just meditation or baths or just music, things of that nature. So just having a real spiritual plan that fills you up, and it doesn't have to be daily. It can be weekly. So all different types of things, like coconuts, good for the aura.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I do stuff. I do those things. I just think I don't do them enough.
Yeah, that's why I was speaking to a plan. You know what I'm saying? Like every week, having a strict regimen of spiritual work, because you know that this world is going to be the world. And it's important for you to just, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not going to take a break. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to take a break. And if you take a break, then ain't no telling what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. Like, it's my responsibility, you know what I'm saying, to take care of myself spiritually. And you being adept as you are, you know what I'm saying, it's just so many things that you know that a lot of people don't know, you feel me? And they would like to know, and they like to learn from a peer. And you can represent that. And if you don't show that or tell that, then, you know what I'm saying, not to say that you would be responsible for anything, but I'm just saying you could be responsible for some healing, or you can be responsible for some happiness or some joy or some revelation or all different types of things. Like, you do massages or Reiki or something like that. You work with your hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's real shit. Excuse my language. Like, that's stuff that can help someone. You understand? That's power. You know what I'm saying? That's energy. So you got to have the system internally that says, when I leave the house, I'm fully charged. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't come out the house hoping for attack. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a spiritual war. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is. So you just have to be mindful and just be and know what you're doing.
Right.
There's power is to be wielded. You know what I'm saying? Power is to be. Sometimes you got to swing that sword. But yeah.
Right.
It's just like good energy from you, though. Like, real good energy, very strong energy. And just like a spiritual, mystical type of vibe that I get from you. So just share that. People need that. You know what I'm saying? People need that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I appreciate it. I appreciate everything.
For sure. It's my pleasure, honestly. Go ahead.
Do you notice anything else that you feel that I should be
You said that you was good with the love. You said you was good with the love situation. So I was just like, you know, cool, because I was like, that's good. Like,
yeah, I know. Usually that's people's number one priority, right? Oh, love. Yeah, I mean, I am good with it. I mean, yeah, I'm cool.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And it's to a point that you not the type of person that's going to not learn about a situation. So that's good, too. Like, your mind is kind of focused on the bigger picture. So that's good as well. But then again, we get into the realms of honesty. And a lot of things I pick up is not even pick up, but just based on the chart, is based upon, like, material stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Too. And so when we talk about having businesses and things of that nature, is the focus the business, or do we kind of prioritize the business between the physical stuff? And then when the business is good, we get into the physical, get back to the business. Is that an accurate pattern or a description? Is there some waves to this?
Yeah, there's definitely some waves. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it has to be some letting go of the material possessiveness for that business to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Why not go 100% into the business and then, you know, saying, say, for instance, you get, you know, 1,000% return, then you focus on the material as opposed to getting 100% return. Like, I got 100% return. Now I can buy stuff. Then it's like, okay, let me get back to the business. Get another 100%. Yay, I can buy stuff. When you could actually keep flipping and building that business before you spend shit. Because as long as you got everything that you need, the business is the money, not the money. The money is the distraction. The money and the material possessions are the things that's going to hold you back from growing your business, because you can't spend money and grow your business at the same time. You have to choose.
Right.
Makes sense.
So with that choosing, though, that would push me out to get a job. That's what it sounds like.
You would just be growing your business. You would only take care of your necessities, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
everything else.
Okay, I got
go
you.
Ahead.
No, I was just saying, I got you. I was.
And then everything else just goes to the business.
Okay.
Like the extra stuff. The extra stuff that you don't need. You know what I'm saying? It's a point to say, if you don't need it, then why do you have it? Especially if you trying to grow a business. I could tell if you was just trying to, if you had a house and you had a car and you had your relationship and you had your kids and you was set, you got a 30-year mortgage, then shit, buy whatever the hell you want to buy. You ain't about to grow or do no shit, no way. So get a 50-inch screen TV, do all of the fly shit in your crib, like, do it. You know what I'm saying? Splurge. But you're talking about growing a business, so a lot of shit you can minimalize your lifestyle so your business can grow, because you'll have a greater return, especially if you have a business that's built on growth, where you know that you're good at what you do. You know that you are the wealth, so feed that system. Feed you. You understand? And don't feed, you know, the corporations and the other things that might be trying to pull your resources away from you.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So. And then, so do you do readings? Do you do? What
yeah.
you do?
Yeah, I do. I do readings.
Okay. What kind of readings
do
you do?
I do tarot
readings. I mean,
the
people might want to holler. The people might want to holler at you or something, like, because they can feel the energy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? This is the most calls we ever had on our show or whatever. So everybody might, you know what I'm saying? You might be able to help somebody. So if somebody wants to contact you for a reading or whatever, how would they get in contact with you?
They can email me at beloved, BELOVED, 703@gmail.com. You just email me. But yeah, I do tarot readings. I do Akashic readings. I've been doing Reiki for 5 years now. I'm on a little break right now from doing Reiki, but I do distance Reiki as well. So a lot of my clients are, you know, in other states where you can send the energy. You don't have to physically be, you know, right there in the room with the person for them to receive it. So,
that's a fact.
Yeah.
This is all facts.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to say that because, you know, get used to doing stuff like that and telling people who you are and the things that you can do, how you can help people, because, you know, your people need help.
Yeah.
Your people need
definitely.
Some guidance and some healing and things of that nature. You know, get that root chakra together. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's just more or less that you putting it out. So, say, for instance, so we talking about the persona and things of that nature, and you can put yourself out to be a certain type of way, but the truth is that you probably a whole different type of way. And so really living in that truth and just being who you are, win, lose, or draw, you know what I'm saying? Who are you? What are you good at? And live that shit, you know what I'm saying? Live it, you know what I'm saying? Own it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not easy being a person like, you know what I'm saying, that because people going to try you and people going to say you full of shit and whatever people got to say, but it ain't about them. It's about you living in your truth.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. Definitely. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Once you figure that out, the sky's the limit. And it's good to, that's what I was like, when I first looked at the chart, I was like, damn, it's good to have somebody like this as a friend because it seems as though you got a lot of connections as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel that I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you connected to, like, particular, like, whether you know it or not, like, or you probably do know it because it's not like you new to the game, like, famous people or important people and things of that nature. So it's just like you're just an important person to know. So it's just good to, I think you it's good to know that you are you and really embrace the fact that you are you and the things that you do. There's no reason to hide it. Or I feel like the only thing that you would need to understand for real is how to embrace your spirituality and really bring it forward because you got it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries. No worries at all. So,
okay.
Any other questions or anything that, like, you feel as though, like, this helped you at all? Like, did it give you any clarity?
Yeah, it most definitely did. So can you say for, like, I mean, I took notes on everything or what to focus on as far as, you know, the areas that I did bring up. But as far as, like, 2018, I know this is not, like, a tarot reading or anything.
Yeah, let's do it.
As far as, like, astrology-wise, are you, because, like I said, I'm not really familiar with how to read the natal chart. Overall, for, mm-hmm. like, 2018, are you able to, like, pinpoint, you know, maybe of how the year may go or how it could go? Is that something that
mm-hmm.
is, like, is that a way to look at it within the natal chart? I honestly don't know.
It is.
Okay.
You can look at your natal charts versus the transits because generally when you're born, the planets are a particular way. And then from
mm-hmm.
that moment on, they begin to process and things of that nature. At any point, you can take a snapshot of the planetary influences and then superpose them on top of each other. And so
mm-hmm.
we definitely could look at that. Generally, we want to look at your Jupiter because you are Jupiter dominant. Jupiter
yeah.
is like the main planet on your chart. And so Jupiter is in your ninth. Is going to be in your ninth house this year.
Okay.
So.
That sounds familiar from the last reading that I had. I just remember the person telling me that Jupiter is very prominent in my chart. Something
yeah,
to that effect.
So, and part of Jupiter is expansion, but part of Jupiter is beneficent. So create in a way to give, being responsible, you know what I'm saying, being a benefactor. Generally, it's two types of people, people that need help and then the actual people that are helping people. So whether it comes to travel or where it comes to learning or evolving or rebirthing. So this is more or less of a point where you really start to evolve from everything that you've learned and everything you incorporated. So now you start to begin to, A, put it together, and B, present it, okay?
Okay.
Because that's what the ninth house is about. So let's look further. And then, Super Pose. What's going on? Yeah, man. A lot of persona stuff, too. A lot of stuff going on where the person is you presenting. Is that person that you presenting authentic? And okay. And then you have 11, your Saturn is in 11th, is in your 11th house right now. So the 11th house deals with social things and things of that nature. So it's more, and Saturn is more about discipline and boundaries and things of that nature. So it's more of the concept of associates over friends and knowing how to catalog your acquaintances. Everybody isn't a boo thing. You understand? This person is. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Everybody has their expertise, I guess to say.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
and it represents ascension too. It represents your identity too, 'cause, and then it has identity. And then as far as the honesty piece, where it's like, you know, I don't like you like that, my dude. I really want to just do this business and just keep it professional, okay? Like,
right.
It can't be like the flirting and the mixed signals, too, because that's not boundary creating, and that's not honesty. That's some weird shit, and they get weird, and then you know how it turned out. So,
yeah.
Work it.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, we talking about this year, though. You know what I'm saying? We talking about moving forward and really, it's okay to reach out and meet people and have a particular intention. Just let that intention be known.
Okay.
And so, yeah. And figuring out different ways to invest and work with your money. Learning how to grow your money.
Yeah.
You know how to grow your money, but that process has to be some type of continuous process or else you're going to cap out. So whatever you feel yourself is, you know, a sufficient amount of money, then you're going to let yourself be that or whatever, but that's not a way of growing money. So it's just really a lesson on learning and really dealing with particular money habits and really addressing mm-hmm. them and really being like, you know what? I'm going to do shit different with my money. I'm going to really try to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's not, the reason why I say it is because what I've come to learn is that nobody ever does it for you. Nobody ever be like, hey, man, I'm going to just get your money together, man, because you out here fucking up. Like, you ultimately have to make that decision, so.
Right,
it's,
definitely.
Yeah, so, and let's see. You have a dream journal?
I do.
You do? You active with it? You working with it?
I'm not as active as I should be, but I have a pretty good amount of entries in there because I dream every night. So I've
facts.
I'm trying to get. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. I said facts.
Yeah, I have at least 3 to 4 dreams a night. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
And writing them down. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say,
sorry,
I'm trying to get better. No, it's okay. I apologize for cutting you off. I was just saying that I'm trying to get better with recording them every day again like I have been.
Mm-hmm. You know, man. So this is where we take the NATO chart and we deal with the present chart, okay? Listen to
mm-hmm.
me. You was born with your Neptune and Sagittarius. So everything mystical, everything in the dream world, they represent a particular point, a particular purpose. And it's not something that maybe you don't understand consciously, because when you deal with the conscious mind, you're not dealing with the totality. So things that may be more important to us, so it seems. But at the same time, your subconscious is constantly speaking to you, giving you dreams and visions and things that's here to inspire you for your greater good and your greater transformation. this is what you've been born into. That's the natal chart side of it. The transit side of it, the 2018 side of it is, it's in your first house. So it's a part, the things that are in the background, the unconscious, the dreams. What is, do you write stories too? Are you a writer? You got like, or do you gotta, you gotta, based on these dreams, since it's outside of the norm, you got a lot of things that you can kind of mold and create that, like, people will be like, well, shit, what the, like, what is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like erotic novels or some shit like that, but
oh, wow,
forgive me if I'm wrong.
Funny. No, you're absolutely right. I was just saying that a couple months ago. I write poetry, so I was just saying that I wanted to write, I wanted to incorporate erotic poetry into, like, a short story form type thing.
This is real stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't have this conversation. Like, I don't, like, there's no way that I'm going to know nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is what I'm trying to, I told you at the beginning, I said, really listen to me, really pay attention to what I'm saying, because the things that happen in the background, unconscious, dream world, in your life, represent what can be incorporated into your reality today. And you being an Aries, it never was going to be nobody that was going to help your ass. You was always going to be the one that was going to help us. So I don't know. Like, that's like, to whom is given, much is required, and things of that nature. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a level of leadership that you possess, a level of information that you possess, and, you know, you have to kind of walk into that and step into that. And it's not even to the point where you got to kind of tell people what to do. It's just like, you know, I got these books, and I need y'all to travel with me. We just going to kick it and sell these damn books. But I just need an entourage so I can feel important. Like, I don't know. Like, you can have fun with it, and it can be great, and it can be a healing experience and things of that nature, and you can show people, like, all this stuff was within me, and all I did was bring it forward. That's all I did. You know what I'm saying? Nobody handed me nothing. Nobody gave me nothing. All of this stuff was something that I've cultivated through developing my spirituality and developing my knowing and awareness. That's what it's about. It's about awareness, because what you've already experienced, you've already seen it. So now it's like, we haven't seen it. You can grace our eyes with something new, but the work needs to happen, you know. The focus needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? You have the time. So, like, let's do it. And if you got to reach out to people to help you, don't be afraid to do that either. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what, you know what I'm saying? People are going to help you because you're going to help them. And it's mutual, you know? You're not the person that's not going to look out for people, so.
Right. Most definitely.
There's great things happening for you. Happy.
Thank you. I'm happy too. I'm very grateful.
Yeah, man. But yes, it's like, you know, life is a reality to life. You know, it's a sexual reality and things of that nature, and sometimes it make me blush. Like, you got a particular chart that make a nigga blush, like, because of the things that you know, and the level of, like, I guess, what's the word, insatiability that you possess over a period of time. Like, you're not the type of person that's like, you know, I want to find out about that, but I'm not going to do any research. Like, you the type of person that's going, like, if you want to know something, you're going to figure it out. And so,
oh yeah,
a lot of people ain't like that, you know.
Right.
A lot of people don't grab life by the balls and things of that nature. So, build upon that, man.
Okay. I most certainly will.
So did we do 2018? Did we get some stuff in the way? And I kind of gave you some different houses and some different things that you can kind of look up and kind of figure it out. But generally, I do talk about astrology on the one-on-one level, where I kind of just break down things for on an elementary level so you can kind of understand it for yourself. Because generally, good that you taking notes, but a lot of times people don't take notes. They kind of passively listen. So I can be like, you're going to be the next Michael Jordan. You're going to have millions of dollars. But you just got to leave your ex alone. And they'll be like, yep. Get off the phone and still fuck with their ex and be in rehab somewhere. It's just like, so I don't like talking for myself. So I like to kind of help you understand it for yourself. So I do offer that for you or anybody that's listening, trying to get just a deeper level on this thing, because these things can really help us and really give us some insight on ourselves. And once we figure out, like, ourselves, we can really, we'll be cool. And once we cool, everybody cool. Do you know that?
Yeah, for sure. Most definitely.
You do know that?
That's what's up. Yeah, thank you again. I really appreciate your time. And
yeah, I appreciate you too, man. And make sure you hit me up and follow up with me, because, you know, don't be a stranger, because I really enjoyed our little back and forth. And hopefully we can talk again on something else, and we could probably figure out something else about each other that, you know what I'm saying, we could, you know, work with each other, because you're a real impressive person, you know what I'm saying? I don't really, quote unquote, know you, but, you know what I'm saying, just based on just this conversation and just your chart, like, you seem like a real solid person. So it's good to, like, meet you and talk to you.
Likewise, and I'll definitely be in touch, connect at some point in the future. Thank you.
Hey, Bridget, have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Peace. So, man, that's just a little snippet of how it goes down on the natal chart thing, and just kind of missing my co-host today. Hopefully she's all right. I know she's been dealing with some family issues, and I just want everybody to send the lovely Tiana some positive energy. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, her and her family, they can get through whatever they're getting through. But respect for her, just send her that positive energy. And, man, I thank everybody who tuned in. If y'all interested in the astrology, getting an astrology chart, you got to hit me up, man, hoodmystic@gmail.com. Like, I did this, like, the way that I did it to kind of show, like, what an astrology reading is like with me, you know what I'm saying? But it definitely is my trade. It definitely is, like, something that I charge money for, so I don't know what else to say. But this is the Hood Mystic. This is the Conscious Cove. And we'll be back on Sunday with the card of the day, discussing the energy of the week, man. Hopefully you guys have a good night. And join us in the chat, and make sure you contact me about getting that astrology reading. But this has been our show. Y'all have a good night. Peace.